With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A cornerstone of President Trump's economic policy has been argued before the Supreme Court, and the High Court's conservative justices asked some challenging questions about a president's ability to unilaterally impose tariffs.
In a huge legal test of Donald Trump's sweeping tariff powers, the High Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law. Challengers argued he's using it illegally, while the administration said the law allows the president to use it to impose tariffs. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch, expressed skepticism about bypassing Congress to levy tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Staffing issues resulting from the government shutdown are prompting the FAA to cut the number of flights at major airports by 10% starting tomorrow. Air traffic controllers have been unpaid since the 1st of October, and many of them are working mandatory overtime. There are fresh doubts about progress toward ending the shutdown. Given the Democrats' strong showing in this week's elections, President Trump blames the shutdown for GOP losses on Tuesday. The death toll has risen to 12 in the fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal air safety investigator Todd Inman says there's evidence a left engine fell off the plane prior to the crash.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property.
Investigators now analyzing the plane's flight data recorder. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 14 points. NASDAQ futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News. In the final part of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch Equine Therapy Center in Dallas, Brooke Carricker, co-founder of Rustic Way, says 2025 has seen impressive growth for her nonprofit organization. She believes one big reason for the ranch is thriving is because of its gospel-focused messaging for young people.
This is part of our name, Rustic Way Ranch, because we're pointing people to the ultimate way, which is Jesus Christ. You couple that peaceful environment with horses, they are these majestic, massive animals. They can sense our heartbeat, our breathing. Touching their coats, grooming them, has a way of physiologically calming our bodies and our minds to a healthier state.
Brooke Carricker adds that donations are the lifeblood of her nonprofit center. Anyone wanting more information on the ranch's work helping teenagers can go to rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS's electronic tax filing system for free next year.
An IRS official informed state comptrollers in an email Monday that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said better alternatives exist and the private sector can do a better job. The program faced criticism from Republican lawmakers who called it a waste of taxpayer money and from commercial tax preparation companies that have made billions from charging people to use their software. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has celebrated his economic achievements on the anniversary of his election victory. Speaking at the America Business Forum in Miami the other day, the president said the U.S. economy is thriving, although he says Republicans don't always effectively communicate that. He says they need to talk more about their achievements. More details, srnnews.com.